Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Shintaro Higashi Show with Peter Yu. We have a very special guest today, Mattia Galbiati. Thank you for being here. But first and foremost, let's thank our sponsors. We have Jason, Lavon, David, and Judo TV. Thank you very much for being our sponsors. You too can be our sponsors. Reach out to us. Okay, Mattia, what's going on? How are you?
Hey, hi, everybody. Thank you, Shintaro, for inviting me. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Yes, it's everything's fine here.
Yeah, so Mattia, tell us a little bit about your competitive career so people know who we're listening to. I know who you are, but let's tell the American audience,
Global audience. I was in Italian national team, and I challenged the Olympic qualification for London. I did again qualify, and then I switched to Sambo for personal reasons. And I got...
So when was that that you retired from judo and went to Sambo? What year was that? How many years ago was that?
Was 2013. 10
okay,
years ago.
Okay, so 10 years ago. Wow. Because, yeah, you were really deep in the judo circuit. How high did you get on the rankings in judo for Italy?
In Italy?
Yeah.
I was number two. World.
Number two in the Italy. Wow.
Number two in Italy, but I wasn't allowed to... participate to many qualifying tournaments. So because I was number two, so it was like 3-4 tournaments per year. So, but anyway, then I switched even for this reason. And honestly, I found the perfect sport for myself. It fits perfectly to me, Sambo. And Sambo, I get my medals, world medals, European medals. And then I have a good parenthesis in MMA too. I fought
I know you did MMA.
Yes, don't you remember? I fought in Cage Warriors too, in United Kingdom.
Cool.
I fought in Venator, in France, but it was between Sambo tournaments. It was like, okay, I can train 3 months and prepare a match. And so it was fun. It was fun.
So did you do sports Sambo or combat Sambo?
Basically, sports Sambo. I just maybe two competition in combat Sambo, but honestly, sports Sambo is I prefer. There are more people, higher average level, and it's the Olympic discipline. I mean, because now Sambo in 2021 had how to say the full recognition from. Olympic Committee, but just the sports Sambo, not combat.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. Because there is no MMA in the Olympics, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Nothing like it. Taekwondo and boxing, yes, there's striking sports. You got judo and wrestling as grappling sports. And then, like, combat Sambo would kind of, like, be the middle ground, I thought, you know?
It I don't think Olympic Committee wants to see people giving headache.
That's very true. They do headbutts, too, right? It's crazy.
Headbutts, sorry.
So was it a nice transition from judo to Sambo? Was it easy?
It was, because it wasn't so strict judo in that time. So we were in a transition, and my way to do judo was a lot of katagurumas too. So it was just to adjust. And honestly, the rhythm of fighting in Sambo and continuity.
Continuity, yeah.
So I found myself very good in Sambo, and I say, "Oh, this is the sport for me."
Yeah,
I mean, judo is my
Your heart.
No,
judo's your baby.
Yeah, it's like my second skin. But Sambo is my sport.
Wow, that's I love that. I love that. Yeah, and you guys got to remember too, if you're listening in, 2013. That was an era where judo still had leg grabs. They were kind of phasing it out because of the Olympics and the IOC. So the transition from right, do you miss choking?
You can't choke in sports Sambo. You can't choke.
You cannot.
You can choke in combat Sambo.
Oh, really interesting.
But
I wonder why that is.
Yes, but you have a lot of ground transition because you can, you know, ankle lock, knee bar.
And we want to get more into about you, but I think a lot of the listeners would be very interested in like the judo Sambo rule set differences. So let's kind of talk about that briefly, right? In Sambo, if you're on your back and I'm chest to chest, even if I'm inside your closed guard, it's considered a pin, right?
Yeah, Yeah, correct.
Interesting. Correct. What is the point system like now for Sambo? Sports Sambo.
Okay, it depends by the thrower position. I mean, if you throw on your back, it's 4 points. If I touch with some part of my body, not the feet. If I stand up, it's chista. It's the same of ippon, but it's very difficult because you have to throw and stand up. On the side is 2 points if you go on the ground, 4 points if you stand up, and on the belly and on the butt is 1 point or 2 points if you stand up.
Nice. So what about on the ground? How's it scored on the ground?
It's 10 seconds. From 10 to 19 seconds of pin is 2 points. 20 seconds is 4 points, but you don't win. It's not like in judo.
Oh,
and you
good.
Can get just 4 points by pin in every match. So in a second ground session, if you make a pin, the referee call you to try to make a submission. Otherwise, he will stop the action.
Yeah, and the submission's elbow and legs, arm and legs.
Shoulder, hips, knee, and ankle.
So can you do twisting locks like heel hooks?
No, just you can do heel hook or reverse heel hook. Just in the natural direction of the articulation. Articulations in English?
Yeah, I think so. What about like in combat sambo? Same thing?
Same thing, yeah.
Wow, I thought like sambo was heel hooks for some reason. I don't know why.
No,
I thought
you can't.
Yeah, wow. So that's an interesting rule set, right?
I mean, you can. Yeah. In combat sambo, you can give headbutts and kick in the groins.
Wow, that's crazy.
But nobody does it because it's considered dishonorable.
Really? That's interesting.
You could, but nobody did. I saw twice somebody did it, and the referee stopped and go close to like this and tell it, don't do it anymore. Even if you can do it, don't do it anymore.
That's weird.
Yes, it's weird, but...
Yeah. Oh, okay. So do you still compete in Sambo?
Yeah, basically, yes. I'm coaching. In January, I was in Netherlands to fight national championship because it was open inscription. So it
Wait
was...
A, I mean, Why it was would you national fight in Netherlands? The Italian national championships?
No, it was... Dutch championship,
yeah.
But it was open inscription, so basically everybody could sign in. So I won.
Then it's not a nationals; that's an international.
Yes, I mean I won the Dutch championship, but not the Dutch champion.
Okay, what about in Italy? You won the Italian national championships.
Yeah, of course, 7 times in a row.
7 times, damn! Is there anyone competitive in your division in Sambo from Italy?
It's not bad, but I mean, imagine I got bronze medal in the world, so it was like yes, the other one is
that's,
good
that's
one,
impressive.
But I was top 10 world ranking, so
nice.
It was okay. I mean, the level in Italy was good. No. After COVID, we lost a lot of people. I mean, no lost died. I mean, lost. They stopped to do it.
Yeah, I mean, COVID was crazy in Italy, right?
Yeah, it was crazy. The first time it was terrible, awful.
Yeah, oof, man. Awful. All right, so in terms of like world participation, because you've been at obviously some, you know, a lot of Sambo international championships, like what is the participation like? Is it very similar to like an IJF Grand Slam or a Grand Prix that we see on Judo TV, or is it a little bit different? I went to Worlds, and that was really cool. But, you know, it was a little bit different. I remember the one I went to was in Morocco.
You was in 2015 in Morocco. And from that time, it spread a lot in number and in average quality.
Wow.
For example,
okay.
The last world championship I fought in, we were more or less 90, 95 nations.
Wow, that's still pretty. That's really good.
Yeah, spread a lot.
Yeah.
And the average level increased a lot. Because I remember the first 3-4 world champions, they were like 3-4 monsters, 4 good people, and then a lot of people honestly, low level.
Not good.
Yeah. Right now, you can't find low level. No, you can't. So,
are there a lot of judo guys jumping in? Have to, right?
You have a lot of people doing judo and sambo, you know, in like Asia, Mongolia. Yes. It's the same, basically, it's the same national team. And yes, of course, you have a lot of people from judo or from wrestling too, sometimes.
Yeah. Because I remember fighting Kazakhstan, and I was like, there's no way this sambo guy is going to throw me. And then he threw me, right? And I was like, what the hell is going on here? And then I looked him up later, and he was 17th in the world in judo.
For example,
I was like, this guy, you know?
I know, because, for example, my final for bronze medal in 2020, the World Championship, it was against Dovdonald Tansuch.
Okay.
At the same Mongolia? Time, he was like number 12 in IJF ranking. And he was former, no, he was current world champion in sambo. So he was doing both.
Nice. That's just how it is, huh? What countries are good at sambo? Russia,
well,
obviously.
All ex-Soviet Union.
All of them, huh?
Everybody. Everybody.
And they're very deep over there? Like, there's a lot of competition?
Crazy. Crazy. You go there and you have like 3,000 people in the arena watching. You walk down the street and people stop you to take a photo because Sambo Italy or Sambo whatever.
Cool.
Says okay.
What about Georgia? Are they good?
Of course.
Yeah, they're very good.
Tell me a wrestling sport Georgia's not strong too.
That's true. Wrestling, they're good at the Chidaoba, right?
Chidaoba, judo, wrestling, you know. Even South America. South America has a good level. Because he's popular.
Right?
He's popular.
Because you go to Mexico, right?
My wife is Mexican.
Yeah, and you go to Mexico a lot still?
We go every 2 years.
Is there sambo down there?
Yes, it is.
Nice.
I mean, it's not like super, but yes, in the more in center north.
So where is the very strong sambo in South America?
Venezuela.
Venezuela, I would never thought.
Yes, Venezuela has some overall female team. They have a lot of world medalists. Venezuela, Dominican Republic, well, it's not South, but it's Latin America. And sometimes you have some, you know, maybe one from Ecuador, maybe one from, you know, sometimes like this. It's not bad. I mean, it's kind of popular there, sambo. And even Mediterranean Africa, Morocco, Algeria, and Cameroon. Cameroon, they are very strong in combat sambo. And the heavyweight in sports sambo too.
That's interesting.
Giant guys, giant.
You know what I was surprised, man? When I went to the Pan American Sambo Championships, like, the Brazilian team wasn't that good. I was so surprised. I would have thought Brazil would be so good at it, you know?
No, it's not.
It's weird, right? Yeah.
I think they are pretty new in the game.
All right, how about this? Difference, like things you like about judo, things you like about sambo.
Oh, what do you mean?
In general.
I don't like new sambo. I don't like new judo. I don't like it.
Oh, it's too without slow. The leg grabs, you mean? Yeah.
No, it's not like just about leg grab. It's just about... everything. The rhythm is very slow and everything is patari. Everything is shido. Yeah. And most of the fights go to the golden score. Honestly, I don't like it. I mean, of course, the strong people are always strong. I love to see Maruyama, Lombardo, or Abe. I like Yonezuka. From United States?
Yeah, it's very good, very good. He's doing good, yeah. Nice. I just spoke to his father just today, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nice. I like
it. What do you like about sambo over that?
What do you mean over there?
Over judo. Like, I like this much more. I know you were explaining a little bit about, like, the pacing and stuff. But
it's more entertaining. It's more entertaining because it's more physical and you have a wide... technical choice. It's not like like grab, but you can do everything, honestly. And
Everything, huh?
It's nice. I mean, I told you. And then it's 5 minutes, it's not 4 minutes. You can't see. I mean, the sambo rules are studied to theoretically make the strongest guy or girl win. It's studied. Mm. It's so good that it's very complex to be a referee. Honestly, that. Yeah. You have to fight all the time. Mm. You have your strategy, but it's not like judo right now. Okay, Vazari, now stay like this. Mm. Shido, maybe a second Shido, and then we go. So.
Yeah, but all right, so what would you say to the criticism, like, for widestream adoption of the sport? It needs to be simplified for an audience that's not educated in the sport.
Bah, I don't know, Shintaro. I mean, do you really think that this simplification bring more people to watch judo?
Not yet.
Not yet.
The hope,
and
right?
It's the only sport in the world, I think, that in 14 years since 2009, every year they change something in the rule. Every year.
Yeah,
maybe.
Wrestling does it too. Wrestling changes their rules all the time. You know. You have any criticism for wrestling?
Yes, of course, I love to watch it.
Freestyle wrestling is another one, man. Like, it's very, you know, quick, fast, bang, back exposure. That's points. Right. Like, who got the points? Who ended on top? One takedown. It's, like, very difficult to watch, you know, if you're an amateur, like, if you're not in the sport, you know?
Yeah, of course, and very few people practice wrestling in the world. I mean, I love it, but how many good nations in wrestling you have in the world?
Not
respect
that many,
judo.
Right.
Judo is universal.
Judo, it's the biggest by far. Do you think sambo will overcome it one day?
No, I don't think so.
No?
First of all, has to be involved in the Olympic program. But honestly, of course, it's a political choice. Sambo is a Russia sport. I can't see sambo in Olympic games in the future. Not so close. No, I don't think so, even because judo is very dedicated and they are similar. I mean,
yeah,
a person don't know them. I mean, it's the same. No, it's not the same, but it's close. So no, I don't think so.
Yeah. So now you're not competing as much. Like, what happens after a guy like you who's been doing it? How old are you now?
I am almost 38.
Oh, well, you're a little younger than me. Yeah.
Yes, of course. So, I'm 86. You are 84.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. So what are you going to do after you retire? Like, what is your plan? Were you still a firefighter, by the way?
Sometimes. But you know what? I'm involving in... people sometimes call me to offer me to fight in, like, traditional wrestling. Like, do you want to go to Kazakhstan and fight in Kazakh Kures? Okay. And they pay me anything. Do you want to go to China and fight in Shuizhou? Ah, okay.
Shuizhou. Did you try it? Did you do that?
Yes, I won European Championship and it was so cool. Shuizhou is very fun. Very fun.
All right, so let's talk about the rules of Shuizhou really quick, because I did an episode about Shuizhou, but I knew nothing about it. So, like, I kind of, like, we weren't able to go deep diving into the rule set. So what is that like?
Yeah, first of all, you have the gi, I don't remember the name, is... short sleeve, but it's in very hard cotton, so it's like to have an armor, so it's not easy to grab. You can grab just few parts of that, and basically you don't have to touch the soil. I mean, if you, for example, if you throw and you touch with a knee before him, even if you throw him, the point is for him. So you have to throw and stand up. And every moment, you can grab the leg.
Yeah.
And the throw is 2 points. It's not important how he falls down. And if you bring him on a hand or maybe a knee, or if you push him out of the circle, it's 1 point. 6 point of difference, you win. It's like in wrestling, it's 2 rounds of 3 minutes. And 30 seconds of rest.
So there's no tomonage?
No, you can't. Because even if you throw him, he will get the point. Because you touch the soil.
What about sambo? Is there tomonage in sambo?
Yes, of course, of course.
Yeah. But it's very low points, right? Because you're not standing. when you finish.
No, man. I mean, if you throw him on the back, it's 4 points. I mean, four points. 4 points is not that bad.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's still pretty good. Nice, nice. All right, so that's pretty cool. Yeah. So what happens, like, after that? You know, like, when are you going to stop competing fully?
I don't think I will never... I will stop to compete. I mean, I just... every time I just adjust my goals, you know. Now it's time to coach, to train other people, to share my knowledge. And honestly, I'm fascinated about to understand that I love it and I don't know anything. I mean, for example, yesterday we have an Italian championship in Sambo. I brought five athletes and we get 4 medals. Oh, and I say, whoa, I'm new in this game and lot of things to understand, how to motivate, how to bring, you know. So, and when I, every time I teach something, I don't know, I feel something like emotional. It says, wow, it's cool, now I'm on the other part. But nice, I will always compete, so I don't have that trauma like being a high level athlete and then what's happening right now. I don't have anything.
What about like masters divisions? Do you want to do that?
I tried. I fought in a national Grand Prix. I won, but I'm not into it. No.
Yeah. No. What about judo?
Yes, I mean in judo. I was last year. Yeah. I fought in national Grand Prix. I won, but then I say, hey, Dai, come with us to the world championship. I say, no, you know what? Why? Because I'm not training to win it. And if I fight, I want to win. If I'm not prepared.
Yeah, for sure.
And honestly, the level is not bad.
It's high. The international world masters level is very high.
They are crazy. They train like 20, if they have 20, they are 20 years old, and they are crazy. Yep. So I say, I'm not training to do it right now, so and not interested enough to train, so it's okay.
Yeah, okay, all right. So how's the coaching going? Do you have a club?
Yeah, I have my own club.
Nice.
Yes, we are like 15, 20 per people in my Sambo club. It's big to be in Italy, eh? Because Sambo in Italy is not popular. So 20 people is like, oh, very big.
Oh, wow. Yeah, what about, so judo would be a lot bigger though, right?
I mean, in 30 minutes far from my home, maybe I have 30 judo clubs.
30 judo clubs?
Maybe, something like that.
Really? So would you say judo is popular in Italy?
It's very common to find people that say, they can tell you, when I was a kid, I practiced judo for several years. It's very common. I mean, it's like everybody try it. Of course, then it's reduced, the people still go on. But yes, it's popular.
What it's about Brazilian like Jiu-Jitsu? Is that popular?
It's popular. It's maybe, you know, it's like more popular. No, it's not more popular. Judo is the first martial art in Italy. And then we have Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
More than karate? I heard Italians are good at karate.
Ah, yes, maybe karate. Yes, we are very good, but I don't like it, so... I really dislike karate, sorry. No, I mean, yes, it's pretty popular. And everybody, people say, judo and karate don't know the difference. They say, It says, okay. Nah. Or maybe some people, Mattia is a karate champion. No, I really dislike karate, so no.
Man, so in Italy, is there like a sponsorship program for the best athletes to like have a career in grappling? I know. I remember when you were younger, you were a firefighter, right? And you were professional.
Yeah, I was in Italy for like poor sports like judo. You don't have private club like in soccer or basketball. But police, army, Air Force, they have the sports section. They take the best athletes in the sports and give you a salary to compete. So, for example,
that's pretty amazing. Yeah.
Yes, I mean, it's good, but it's a limitation too. I mean, it would be very long now to explain it, but for example, for several years to do judo, I was a professional, so it was good. When I switched to sambo because I was tired of Italian judo, I mean the Italian situation of judo, and I switched to sambo, I didn't have more my salary to sport. So, but I was in police and I switched to do duty. I mean, police duty. So I was used to train at 5 a.m., start my duty, and then come back to train in the evening.
That's tough.
And my job right now, my main job is policeman.
Wow. Okay. And then, but do they support your grappling, and did they pay you for the grappling too, or no?
Just when I was sambo? No, sambo, nothing. I mean, the national team, the federation, yes, always paid everything. I never spent the money.
Yeah. Okay, but, that's good. Yeah,
And they never pay me. I mean, even the medals.
Yeah.
World medal, I received an award from the FIAS.
Yeah. I mean. Okay. Nice. Yeah.
But from national team, from national federation, nothing. But I never.
Does FIAS pay out for world championship medals?
Yes.
Oh, and is it big?
Not really. I mean, I don't remember. Maybe it was $1,500 the bronze medal. I mean, okay, not so much.
Yeah,
it's okay.
But you know, you'd think like Russian sambo would have a lot of money because. What's it called? Like they have this Gazprom money, Putin money, right? They have oligarchy money, no? And they want to spread the word, the sport globally. So why wouldn't they spend that kind of money, you know, to kind of draw in the best grappling athletes and pay them?
Honestly, I know FIAS support a lot of nations for developing samba, for example, in Africa too. So yes, they had a lot of money.
Yeah,
and of course, it's for example the main sponsor is maybe Rosneft. I mean, one of the biggest oil company.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Russia, so.
Yeah.
I will not ask so much who is leading sambo in the world. Yeah. Say, okay.
Yes. Man, that's amazing. I can't believe you just told me though earlier that there's 30 dojos, judo dojos, in a 30-minute. Radius of your house.
Yeah, of course it is.
Do you know all of them?
Yes, of course. I mean,
wow.
No, maybe all no, because sometimes you know who is the teacher, but you maybe I didn't know that. Okay, you open a new club.
Yeah, but what about in BJJ? How many jiu-jitsu schools are in a 30-mile radius? A 30-minute radius from you?
Good question. For example, where I teach samba, there is the BJJ club too, because it's like fighting gym, just for fighting sport.
Nice.
BJJ, maybe something like judo. You know, BJJ is more commercial. How can I say in English?
Commercial.
I mean, it's easier if you want to start something to grappling, it's easier. Of course, to be a strong BJJ guy,
you need
discipline.
Sure.
But to start, I mean, try to teach judo, sambo, and throw, and kuzushi, tsukuri to a person maybe is 40 years old.
Yeah, the average Italian guy who's 35 years old spent his whole life eating pizza and pasta. Now all of a sudden they want to do grappling. They're going to walk into a judo academy and get good. Probably not. But BJJ, they can do that.
They can do. They can do.
Yeah, they can do it.
They can do. I mean, basic level, but they can do and they can have fun.
Oh, for sure. Without a doubt. It's so much less impact too. Yeah.
There are a lot of people. BJJ is, it's popular. I don't know the level. I mean.
Yeah.
I know there are some good guys in judo.
And you're still a policeman now, right? So you're doing policeman stuff every day?
Yes, I'm in a special investigation unit. So it's not like barely I don't do patrols. It's like more, okay, this is our aim. Yeah. We study, you know, investigation. Yeah. So it's
you investigate the mafia?
We work a lot on, yeah, of course, mafia, but on environmental crimes.
Oh, okay.
Because
cool.
after drugs and weapons and how do you say in English? Industrial, maybe it's not industrial waste. Is the third economy for mafias in the world. So there are a lot of war.
Yeah.
In Italy, there are a lot of criminal organizations.
Still?
Of course. It's not the old one that you think. It's not like the Godfather. Yeah. They don't kill you. Now they evolve. They're like attorneys, doctors, something like that. And they manage all the traffic.
Yeah, that's what they say too. In Japan, the Yakuza is mostly doing insider trading, financial crimes, and this and that. Like, everyone wears a suit and goes to work. They all wear, like, a briefcase. No one's, like, you know, tatted up, hitting people up for protection money.
It's
or
like
that. Very different life. Yeah, it's very different, they say, you know? Yeah.
You know, we were born and raised in the 80s, so everything was Yakuza and katanas. But how to say in Italy, we say this is the white-collar mafia.
Oh, okay.
You say the same? Because it's not more like with Mitra or weapons, it's like with, you know,
white-collar. Yeah, it makes sense, though. It makes sense. I get what you're trying to say.
Yeah, professional.
So where can these guys who are listening to you, I'm sure everyone's very interested in your story and your journey and your Sambo, where can these guys find you? Do you have an Instagram that you want to plug or YouTube channel? Yeah, go ahead, hit it.
You can find me in Mattia_Galbiati86.
Okay, and then Sambo Invicta too, right?
Hi, Sambo Invicta is my club too, of course.
Nice.
Please.
Yeah,
you know you are pretty famous here in Italy.
I hear that,
yes, you are, because sometimes people's like, for example, a few days ago at the club, judo club, I was there and people was like, oh, it's Shintaro, do you know him? Well, of course, we are friends, many
years. Yeah.
Oh, he's so cool, very good, I follow them.
Yeah, it's so funny, because they don't watch mine in English, do they? They watch
Excuse
it in me? English? They watch the videos in English?
Yes, of course, I mean, we are Italian, but not so stupid.
But most of you guys speak Italian, but they don't speak English.
No, you know,
right?
But new generations.
Yeah.
New generation, they speak English.
Wow. Even, so, what is next for you? Yeah, go ahead.
No, tell me.
No, I was going to say, what's next for you, man? Like, what comes after? What is your few year plan, 2 year plan, 3 year plan, 5 year? Like, do you want to grow Sambo in Italy? Is that your goal?
I try to grow Sambo in Italy. There are some problems with people who lead Sambo in Italy, but I do it. I mean, I step by step. I mean, I try to increase my club right now, and people are coming, so I'm satisfied about it. I'm satisfied about the competition yesterday because they fought very well.
Good.
We'll see. I mean, even because we need more, honestly, maybe more money support.
Money's always the issue.
Sponsorship. But it's okay. I mean, for example, 10 years ago, people were used to say Sambo. Sambo is not a Brazilian dance. No, that's Samba.
Yeah, Sambo, yeah.
Right now, they told Sambo, what's the name? Khabib? What's the name? Khabib was, Khabib was.
That's true, yeah, people know.
In 10 years, change a lot.
Definitely. Yeah, so that's amazing, man. What an interesting thing.
But right now, you know, I have a new kid right now. I mean, the second one. So it's like 10 months ago, and now I'm loyal to family. Yes, very busy.
Yeah, it takes a lot of time away, you know, from your grappling, right?
Yes.
Are you still in Lake Como?
Yes, of course.
Nice. That's a nice spot. Yeah, I still got to visit.
I'm waiting for you and your family, I told you. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I gotta come visit. Yeah, I'm going. I'm gonna go one of these days. Yeah.
You have to see before dying, and you know, you don't know when will you die.
Well, that's very true. Never know these days.
As soon as possible, come here. You know, a few months ago, I met Aziz Bendris.
Aziz. Oh yeah. Okay. He came.
Yes, he was here with his wife for, you know, a tour. And yeah. Then he called me, said, of course, I will get you at the airport and stay 2 days together. It was very, it was beautiful, you know, a lot of memories.
Nice, yeah. You were in New York pretty often, right?
Yes, of course, for several years, pretty often.
Yeah, back and forth, right?
And then I get married and, you know, everything and.
Yeah, I think it's very relatable for people. I mean, I guess that's how it is for everybody. You know, when you're young, just grappling, traveling the world, you know, competing and training. That's all you're doing. That's all you know. And you just make friends internationally.
Yes.
What a cool thing. That's the beauty of judo, you know, because it's such a global sport, right? Sambo, too. You know, don't get me wrong. But yeah, man, judo. Yeah. I know a lot of Italians, you know, that stayed in New York, now live
Alfredo,
over there, you know.
You know, Alfredo. Yeah. Remember Alfredo? Yeah. And
you talking about Walter? Rubini, Walter. Yeah. What about Walter? Walter too?
Walter, yesterday he competed, he got a medal, but he lives in Amsterdam.
Oh, I didn't know.
Because he had a PhD in biomedical engineering, he's working there in research. He's like a big boss.
Oh, good for him, man, Walter.
Yes, yes.
That's amazing, man. You know, the Italian judo team has been doing so good too, right, recently?
Is strong, very strong.
They're crushing everybody. What's up with that? That just like came out of nowhere too. I mean, even when I was competing, Elio Verde was around and all this, but now more than ever.
But in the last years, because you know what? In a moment, some years ago, Federation said, "Okay, all European Cups and World Cups are open. Pay. I mean, we will bring someone, the first team. But then, if you wanna go, you just to have some points in national ranking, and then you can go, for example, Sofia World Cup or Rome World Cup, I pay and I go. And this helped to bring the level up, to push the level up, because people started to train in training camps and fight in high-level competitions, everybody. Yeah. And so everybody gets hyper-specialized. The problem is, if you don't have money enough, you can do it.
But at some point, if you're on the national team for Italy, they pay for everything, right?
Yes, but just to, for example, guys, of course, Lombardo, Bellandi, Giuffrida, they don't pay because they're the first team. But it's like one, maybe two for each category.
Yeah, that's how it is, yeah. You got to pay yourself to get there, for sure.
And you can. I mean, my time, it was like, okay, Galbert, you are number two, you can go. But it wasn't open. It was like, you can do this year Miami, Kazakhstan, and Mongolia.
That's right, you went to Miami World Cup, right?
Yes, we were together. That's you got bronze medal that time.
I did. What did you get that day?
I beat it the first one, Delgado, was twice bronze medal in Paris.
Yeah,
and then I lost by Shidos, maybe two Shidos, three Shidos, I don't remember, with Brazilian vice world champion.
Wow, okay.
I don't remember the name, honestly. Yeah. I remember just was vice world champion. And Leandro Cunha.
Oh, and, yeah, he was good. He was good. I remember him,
Of course, it was like, it wasn't quarterfinal, so I stopped there.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was okay.
Nice. Yeah, man. World Cup Miami, that was a long time ago. They don't even do those over here now in the United States.
But remember how was World Cups right now are like easy because you have a lot of Grand Slam and Grand Prix. So now
Continental Open,
to World Cups.
Yes, but Continental Open, there's no point anymore.
But in our time, Continental Open, it was crazy. Yeah. Insane.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Oof. Man, that's so cool. Wow, man. All right, we got to get going, but thank you so much for being on the podcast. Do you have any tips for guys who are young, who are kind of doing judo, grappling, sambo? Any advice for some of these young dudes that are coming up now?
Well, you know, I think banal sentences are true. I mean, you know, it says never quit, never leave your dreams, fight for them.
Yeah.
It's true. I mean, it seems banal because it's true. Because I don't have any advice. You want to do it? My only advice is, because if I was able to speak to Mattia, young Mattia, who says, do it, but enjoy your life too. I mean, there's more things about out. It's not like judo. It's not like... So enjoy your life, because you will be 15, 20, 25 years old once in your life. So
it's true.
Train hard with discipline, but allow yourself to have fun experiences, and you know, even because we'll make easier the hard part. If you have fun and you have your like serenity and satisfaction from other things, you will train better. It's not because it was like obsessive in the moment.
Yeah, agreed. Nice. That's good advice, man. Good advice. All right. Thank you, Mattia. Thank you guys so much.
Have fun.
And then let's have you back one of these days, right?
Of course. Whenever you want. Yep. I'm ready.